Okay, this morning we want to talk just a little bit about giving back to God. Does anybody understand giving back to God? In order to understand that, we first have to understand, do we really believe that ultimately everything belongs to God? That's the first thing that we've got to learn to understand. Now, if you ask humanity this, and when we say humanity, we're talking about saved and unsaved, believers, non-believers, it becomes a very confusing topic because of the things that we see going on in the world around us. And I'll explain why. Because Satan deceives all of humanity with the question, and pay attention to this question, with the question, because I can almost bet you that you at some point in your life have asked yourself or somebody else the same question: how can a God of such great love create and allow such devastating circumstances to take place in this world? How can a God of love allow that to happen? And we've probably all questioned that before. So, for the ones who have not yet believed, they'll never be understanding until they do believe. And that's because there are those who have believed that still don't understand, because they have yet to put their complete faith and trust in the Lord. So that means even for ourselves, at times in our life, when we look around at the things that are going on in our life, in the world around us, and we wonder, Lord, why is this happening? Whether it's to me or to the world around us, we can stop and tell ourselves, where's my complete faith and trust? And apparently, it's not in the Lord, if we have any kind of doubt. So when we look around, a lot of times all we see is a world that's full of chaos, a world that's full of suffering, a world that's full of anxiety, a world that's full of sinfulness, all these things that are going on. And we never want to recognize in our life that the world is in the shape that is in, not because of God, but because of rebellion against God. That's why the world is in the shape that it's in. But because we're a part of that world, we are in denial of those things. So, with all of this in mind, we never really get to see the world that God intended, the way that God intended the world to be. Now, can you see that? Sure you can see it. If the closer we get to the Lord, the more we'll be able to see a world that God intended. But as long as we are distracted by the things that are going on around us, we'll not be able to see that. And a lot of this is because, and we can blame it on religion if we want, because religion and salvation is two different things. But mankind is so caught up in all of their religious rituals and all the different things that are going on around them. They're religiously oriented and minded, but they're not spiritually oriented and minded. So we don't thirst after those things that God has intended for us in our life. We've got to be willing in our life. We've got to be willing, the Bible says, to live by faith. That's what we've got to be willing to do. And we've got to be willing to live by faith, wholly and completely dedicated unto God. So with all of this in mind and all these things that we think of, then we need to ask ourselves once in a while, since we are in denial of a world that has rebelled against God, what are we doing? How much do we as Christians give back to God? And keep this in mind when you ask yourself this question, because the next question is going to be, how much did God give to me? God gave to me His everything. So, how much should I give back to Him? So, in the book of Psalm, we're going to start with this one verse. In the book of Psalm, the 24th Psalm, and the very first verse, Psalm 24, verse 1, and this explains everything. And we don't understand any of it. It says, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell within." Now, we read it. We have wisdom, we have knowledge of it. But yet we don't understand it, because we don't see God as the creator and the sustainer of this universe. Man just does not see that. Even some people, those that are saved, a lot of them don't see that, because they don't understand that God is the Bible says He's an omnipotent, He's an omniscient, He's an omnipresent God. What's that mean? It means He's all-powerful, He's all-knowing, and His presence is everywhere. So it's important for us to know exactly who God is. Very, very important for us to understand that. Because when you were born, God is the one, and God is the only one that could do it, that He placed within your heart eternity. And He did that so you would have something to contemplate on, to meditate on in your life. Everyone that was ever born into this world will live eternally. And God wanted us to contemplate on that. But He also wanted us to contemplate on, if we want to live eternally with Him, then it takes faith. It takes faith and understanding in who God is. Now, that faith and understanding in who God is talks about His Son. The faith and understanding that God, what? John 3:16 said He gave His only begotten Son. So, what did God give you? He gave you everything. He gave you Himself, He gave you the Son, and He gave you the Holy Spirit. That was everything. That was all His power, all His presence, all His all-knowing. That was everything God gave to us, so that we could be forgiving and have everlasting life. That's what God done for us. Now, because everything belongs to God, and we can see if we are anywhere within this realm, because everything belongs to God, He is fully and wholly committed and devoted to taking care of it. We can't take care of the few things that God gave us as we live here upon this earth. But God is fully and committed and devoted to take care of everything that He has created. Everything. So this means that we belong to God because He created us. And contrary to what a lot of people want to teach, especially in nowadays, because you rarely hear talk of salvation, you rarely hear talk of the creation of God. There's all kinds of other religions and stuff that's going on out there. But creation just didn't happen. It just didn't one day, and here it is. Nobody knows where it came from. God planned it from eternity past, and it will continue into eternity future. Everything works the way it works because it was designed by God. And that's the same way with salvation. So that means we were designed by God. God wants us to work according to Him. So you have to ask yourselves every once in a while, just to come into reality, am I or who is worthy to be like God? And the answer would probably be, no one is. And God knew that before the foundation of the earth as we know it. He knew before He created you that we could never be worthy to be like Him, but yet He created you anyhow, and He takes care of you every day. So for this reason, we have to learn how, as Christians, to give back to God. So, in order to do this, we have to place our complete life into God's hands. And in order for that to happen, we have to learn how that works. How do we place our complete trust and faith in God's hands? Well, if you go over into the book of Romans, and we'll just read it real quick, but this is something that you should mark in your Bible. You should start, when you're talking to somebody, you should start in the book of John chapter 3, because Christ told Nicodemus back then, he said, in order to be able to place yourself into God's hands, He said, you must be born again. If you go over into the book of Romans chapter 10, starting with verse 9, He tells you how to be born again. And He says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. Now, only God knows your heart. Only God knows my heart. And only God knows when somebody believes unto salvation. That's it. We don't know. Only God knows. But once this decision to trust in God is made, then we are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. And that means that then are we able to freely confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, and we know this because if you go over into the book of 1 Corinthians, he tells you this. And a lot of people say you have to be able to confess that before you were saved. But you can't confess that before you're saved because it takes the indwelling Holy Spirit to do that. If you go over into the book of Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 3, he says, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Ghost." The only way that we can confess that Christ is Lord is by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit that is within us. So now we're saved, we're able to confess that Jesus is Lord of our life. That's a big step in giving back to God. But what comes next? What's the next part of giving back to God? Well, if you go over into the book of 1 Peter... 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11, he says, "If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever." So if you want to start giving back to God, that means everything that you do has to be of God. And the only way that we can do that is by the abilities that God gives unto us. So we have to be able to see that everything that we have, including our life that we live, is a gift from God. Now, I know y'all on Mother's Day will get up and say, "Oh, I thank God for my mother that brought me into this world and raised me up." God done it. He gave her the ability to do that. Now he gives you the ability to show forth that. Everything that you have, including your life, my life, it was a gift from God. I would not be here if God hadn't planned it before the foundation of the world. I would not be here. So that means that if it's all a gift from God, I should stop living my life according to my own petty desires. And I should start living it according to the one that gave me the gift of it. So, God has a higher purpose for all of us that we sometimes just never get to understand. But the gifts and the abilities that He has given unto us, He instructs us to use them how? And that is according to the proportion that He gave you, nothing more and nothing less, and according to the faith that we have received from Him and the way that He wants us to use them. This is how we are to live our life. This is giving back to God. Living according to what God has given us and using it accordingly to the way He wants us to use it. So, if you're going to trust in the Lord, you first of all, we have to have a relationship with the Lord. Husbands and wives never get along if they don't trust in each other. Why don't they trust in each other? That no relationship. Why do you think we live in an age nowadays that nobody gets married anymore? It has nothing to do with, well, I don't need a piece of paper to say I love so-and-so. It has nothing to do with it. It's because nobody trusts anybody anymore, including those who live together. We have to have a relationship. And when we begin to see and understand that relationship, then we'll begin to become more Christ-like. And David tells you, if you go back into the 119th Psalm, at sometime when you get a chance, study that Psalm. It's very long, but when David was pouring his heart out about all the things that were going on in his life, you'll begin to get a little bit of understanding. But David said in the 119th Psalm, verse 112, he said, here's how I've learned to become more Christ-like. He said, first of all, I've inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, meaning the commandments of the Word of God. And he said, I incline my heart to do this to the end, to clear to the end. I'm not going to give up. Along the way, I'll always put my trust in the Lord. So if you want to be responsible and you want to know what the responsibilities of God are, you've got to trust in Him. And we've got to trust in Him with our whole heart. And that's because we must remember that my life and your life, it's not about us. It never was about us. God wanted us as part of His family, but it's all about God working through us. This is what our life is all about. God working through us, because God created us. God gave unto us everything. Paul, if you go over into the book of 2 Corinthians, he said, I will gladly spend and be spent for Christ. Meaning everything. Everything in my life. When we get to the point in our life as believers that we'll gladly pour out our life in sacrificial service. Now, somebody done this for you. Christ did. When we get to the point in our life that we will gladly pour out our life of sacrificial service to a group of people, which most of us would say, not me, but somebody done it for you, and that somebody started with God, who gave Christ, His only begotten Son. He done it so that we might be able to come into spiritual maturity. Would you do the same for somebody else that needs to come into spiritual maturity? That is the question that we have to ask ourselves. A great part of giving back to God means having a desire to see the spiritual well-being of others. That's a great part of our giving back to God. We must be willing, the Bible says, to become a living what? Sacrifice. The Bible says a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. If you go into Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he tells you, let's just go read that one. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, talking to the Christian people, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Christ told his disciples, he said, if any man will come after me and do what? He must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. The more that we mature in our spiritual life in Christ, we'll begin to see the difference between just being saved and being a servant of God. And there is a big difference in that. James tells you, if you go over into the book of James, he says what? Be doers of the word and not hearers only. So, giving back to God means just that, giving. It means giving of ourselves, giving of yourself in prayer, giving of yourself in study, giving of yourself in meditation, giving of yourself in service, which means being an example, being a witness. All these things is what giving back to God means. But we must learn that we're not doing it for ourselves, but we're doing it for the salvation of all mankind. That's what it's all about. Our service and God's will for our life and for the life of all of humanity is that all might come to the knowledge and the truth of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. So, when you think about your life and what you're doing with your life, how much are you giving back to God? How much should you give back to God? And remember that God gave everything for you. So how much should you give back to God? We must give Him everything. Our whole life. He created it. It belongs to Him. We must learn to give it all back to Him in whatever way He deems is necessary so that He may work within us and through us for the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And this is what glorifies God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to You this morning, Lord, it's truly with thankful hearts that we are able to gather together, Heavenly Father, and we're able to worship You, Lord. We're able to praise You. We're able to thank You, Lord, for the many blessings that You've given to us every day of our life, Heavenly Father. And we just pray, Lord, as we continue to go through the days of our lives, that we'll allow Your Word to encourage us to give more and more and more of ourselves unto Your service, Heavenly Father, and to the plan and the purpose that You have for each and every one of us in our life, Heavenly Father. We pray that You would help us, Lord, not to look at the world around us, but to see You through the world around us, Heavenly Father. And that we know that as we do that, Lord, that we'll be able to see a world that You intended, not a world that is in a fallen state of man. We just pray this day, Lord, that as we continue to follow after the leadership and the guidance of Your Holy Spirit, Lord, that we would let our light so shine that others may see the goodness of Your salvation within each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Forgive us, Lord, where we have sinned and fallen short of Your glory. Help us, Lord, not to forget to give You praise and honor and glory for all things. For in Jesus' name we pray, and amen.